matter of fact, shout out, you know, the South, all that East Coast, because I grew up kind of in a weird area of North Carolina. So right. We were kind of considered East Coast. Well, East Coast by like Crump standards, and then the South by a lot of other standards. And so, yeah, Mississippi. I've been into Mississippi a few times. So, yeah, dude, shout out, man. Shout out, Namex, everybody who's going to be watching the show and everyone who's going to be tuning in, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Namex, my guy, welcome to the show, dude. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, man. It's an honor, man. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, dude. Listen, bro, I'm going to get to the nitty gritty with you real quick. I have never been able to be around you or experience, so I know little to nothing about my guy Namex. But bro, you are popping up heavy in the Crump world. But you've been around for a while, right? How long have you been crumping?
I've been crumping, realistically, it's been like 3.5 years. I think I'm coming up on my fourth year now. It hasn't really been that long. I know a lot of people have crumped like a lot longer than me, but yeah, it's about 3.5, coming up on my fourth now. So it's been a time. Like it's been a short time, but it's felt like a lifetime, and I'm just now getting started. So man, it's crazy.
And where'd you get your start at? Was that out in Mississippi?
Yeah. I found Crump basically, honestly, the most original way you probably can do it. Everybody's probably found it the same way. Like I've DVDs, different YouTube videos I've seen people do, and I'm like, man, I just want to do that. And I started practicing on it myself. I started doing things myself with it, but I went to something called a Winter Wish List. It was something that they held out here in Mississippi. It was to fundraise something, and they caught me doing the basic herky-jerk, you know, and So I met a man by the name of Tyrell. All right, Tyrell Pope, and that is my big homie now. Okay. Reflex Art, shout out to him. That is my big homie. And he just said, "Hey, bro, we're just gonna lab and we're gonna fix that." And I didn't even know what labbing meant. Like I didn't call it that. Coming from hip hop, coming from animation, we didn't call it labbing. We just called it training. Like, you know, I mean, it means the same thing in a way, but we just called it something different. So he said, "We're gonna lab on that, man." And ever since then, man, I have been crumping, and he has been like a really big help to my career and my journey in crump. Like honestly, would not be anywhere without him. So shout out to Reflex Art, man. Honestly.
Yeah, shout out Reflex Art, man. And I got to watch his battle too at the Beast Camp, and man's can get off, bro. Like
what?
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. I think there was an event here. It was in Texas. What was it? Hype Factory? Yeah. And you battled there as well too, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And to be honest, I feel like your footage there got passed around like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Your name was getting passed around like a hotcake, dude. How does that feel? Especially being a few years in, like, how does that feel? Like you go out to this event and it's successful, right? Whether people can debate wins, losses, this and that, whatever. The thing is though, that your name is kind of being thrown around pretty heavy in the Crumpers page.
Yeah.
How does that feel? How does that feel to have that kind of moment happening for you?
Feels like I need to wake up, honestly. It feels like I'm sleeping somewhere and this has all been some type of dream, and I just need to wake up and I'll be back in my classroom sleeping on my desk or something. But like honestly, man, it's crazy because it's like I've never experienced anything like this. Like before I found Crump, or before I knew what Crump was, I've never traveled for dance. I've never been out of Mississippi for dance, at least. Like I've been out of it, but it was never for dance. It was never for anything going towards my art. So to have people look at me and to have people want to see more of me and just what is that beeping sound? I think my food is ready. Hold on.
Oh yeah, there you go.
All right. Yeah, but to have that happen and to have that really just spark up And to have people want to see more of me is something that I've never really thought would be possible at such an early stage of my career. Like, I, of course, I've wanted it to happen, but that's something that's just always been far-fetched for me. So to have it happen early has really just been an honor for me or whatnot. I got to, like, especially at Hype Factory, like, got to step in the ring with somebody. I entered a tournament, and I battled Dredd, and that's somebody I've always wanted to battle, rather that be call out or set up or flyer or tournament, whatever the case may be. I've always wanted to battle him. And to be in that setting, like, to battle him in that element, like, it was just, it was so surreal, man, like, honestly. And just big shout out to John John. He sponsored the event. That's his event. Shout out to him. Mm-hmm. He's given me a lot of exposure in that element. Shout out to Dredd, you know, for just entering that tournament and really still being active and still representing regardless of the amount of time he's been in, like, still very active, still very dope, still very talented. Shout out to everybody that's just giving me this opportunity to be in this element, because I've never been the type of person that would say, like, I've done this myself. Like, this is a thanks to everybody who's put something into me so that I can really express my talent, express my art on a bigger stage. So shout out to y'all, man, honestly.
Wow. Yeah, dude. Dredd was my first big homie.
What's up?
Yeah, dude. And that dude is one of the people that I really look towards when I need to think of, like, competitiveness.
Right.
And being competitive in Crump, and not only competitive, like, what he really tries to bring, like, because I've trained with him, you know what I mean? Like, I've been with him while he's labbing for battles, or like before his Ugly Fate battle. I always laugh about it because it's like, I had pulled up to the Airbnb, and Fate was there. I was there to see Sherwin and shit, and Fate was there, and I hit up Dredd. I was like, hey, Fate's right here, and he's labbing, bro. Like, because he was labbing over here in the corner. I was like, he's labbing, bro. You better be on his ass. He's like, oh, I'm on him. And it's just, it's tight to see somebody who's been in the game so long. Yeah, like, you know, like you're saying, like, and still very actively competitive, you know, and really pushing himself to be competitive. And that's tight, too, to see, you know, young dudes, you know, because we're young bucks in the game. You know, I haven't been crumping that long either, dude. And young bucks in the game being competitive. I've danced for a long time, but crumping I've only done for a little bit. And so, and even on that, did you do, because I heard you mention, like, animation and stuff. So there was other styles you were doing before you found Crump?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was hip hop and animation. I've been doing those styles for a hot second, but it was never anything like really going out to travel or anything that's really, I'm not going to say important, because it's definitely important to, you know, dance and train by yourself and in your room and in your living room, things like that. It's definitely important to do those things too. But I never really did anything on a big scheme of things when it comes to, like, what I'm doing now. So I definitely was training in those elements, which is why I dance the way that I do. But yeah, man, it's just, Crump is different. I can't even really explain how it is. Like, it just opened a lot to my eyes of what musicality is, of what a combo is, of what, like, material is, and just things of that nature in general. It changed my eyes of what music is in general, because the music is completely different. So much different. So honestly, those other styles, like, I respect every style of dance, no matter what it may be. Dance is just my thing, like, regardless to anything, like, music, dance, anything surrounding it is just, it's wholesome and it's very comforting to you, regardless of who you are. You don't have to be a dancer. It's very comforting to you. Like, music is just that. So, yeah, I just love it all, man.
Yeah, dude. Bro, I mean, I went from dancing, doing choreo, like dancing on Academy of Villains and all these teams, and getting, like, this wild fucking training. And then once I started crumping, bro, it was like, you know, Knives said it, and I've said it too to my other friends, is like, I feel like it called out to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as much as I found Crump, it found me at the same time, because there's just been nothing that tops a session, bro. You know, going to a live fucking session where everyone's getting off, like, there's nothing better than that. Or like, even like explain, like, could you explain for people, bro, like, having such a successful weekend like you did at Hype Factory, like, what does that feel like? Or even like, what does it feel like, because you guys made that drive from the south and came and came and got busy on the west, right? I hear getting busy in the west. And what does that feel like, that drive over, and you know, you pull up and you know it's about to get busy, like, you know, it's time to run this. So like, what does that feel like? Like, how does that feel like to you, especially being so young in the game?
Definitely with Hype Factory, I'll start there. Driving to Texas out there, it's what 6 hour drive, 7 if you know you need to make extra stops and things like that. So driving to Texas is definitely, I do that frequently for a lot of other things. And just being out there, like, that drive, it sounds so small to other people, but it's so big for me to actually be accepted in that element and in that light, especially for dance. It's just, it's one of the biggest things ever for me. So being a Hype Factory is just, like I said, it's really surreal. And to be in that space where everybody's yelling your name, and you're the attention, and you're the dancer at the moment. You see it so much on YouTube. You see it so much all the time. You see it with Tide Eyes. You see it with Miho. You see it with all these other people, Slayer and all these. You see it with these people, but you never really think that it's going to be you one day in that element where people are really talking about you, and you're the topic of conversation at the moment. So it feels like it's not real, but to speak on the more so real side of things, the part that does feel real is that, like, you start to realize that these are the things that you've been talking with yourself about for so long. Like, these are the things you've told yourself you wanted to do at some point in time. And when you just stop and you just breathe and you just let it sit in, like, you start to realize, I'm doing these things, like, for real. Like, I'm actually out here and I'm making a name for myself, that in a good light, not in a negative way, not in a beefy way, like, in a good light. These are very genuine people, no matter the amount of competition. These are very genuine people that's with me, and I'm with them, and we're all fellowshipping regardless of what we're doing with each other. We're all coming together for something that we love. So that's definitely always been dear to me. Now, Cali, Cali's been my dream place since I was younger, by the way. Now I've been 3 times, but the very first time I went was just like, it was nuts. It was completely crazy. But like, going this third time, going to the Beast Camp for my second time, going to Beast Camp, going out to these places, it's just wild. Like, you're actually here. Like, when I walk into the room, that's the first thing I tell myself all the time. Like, you're here. Like, actually. And then I'll be like, all right, well, what are we going to do here? And how are we going to represent what you have here? And how are we going to, like, speak to these people for real? Because I'm super shy, super, super shy. So it's like, I really have to tell myself these things before I enter big spaces. So I really have a conversation with myself, which has been very healthy for me. And specifically this trip to Cali, this time it was called the Southern Invasion. It was literally called that. So that's what we came there to do, to invade, to battle, to really get the feeling of what the West is like for real. So I thank Al for that, Al Watson. I thank him for that, because it's like, that's him guiding that, and me being a part of that has been crazy. It's been like super, super crazy, because we went out there to several different places, like, and just really got busy with everybody, and with the West was on that timing. Like, truly, there was not a place to rest. There was not a place to sit. No, it was completely danced throughout the entire weekend, and nothing was disingenuous. Everything that happened was very authentic, was very genuine, and it happened by purity. And that's the one thing I can respect truly, like, I can always appreciate and respect that, that everything was super genuine. So, like, that's really been my take on it. It's just been really big and genuine for me personally.
And, you know, and I love to hear somebody talk good about the West, you know.
For sure.
It's all I ever knew, you know. Like, I just so happened to move to California, you know, from North Carolina, just, you know, one day in high school. I'm here now, and now I'm dancing. And so the West was all I ever knew when it came to dance. But definitely being around, like, that North Hollywood area, you know, dancers there definitely behave a certain way because of Hollywood. You know, they're Hollywood heads. And then for Crump, I was wondering why, like, when I first got in, I was like, why is it this way? Like, why are people talking this way to each other? Like, you know, like, why are we, what the fuck? Like, not even on no, like, fairy dust. Oh, everyone just be nice. But it's like, no, like, seriously, like, why are we, like, whoa, what is this conversation? But everyone just has such deep-rooted history with each other.
Yeah.
And because I knew when I first came around, everyone was nice as fuck. Like, a lot of people were nice as fuck to me, dude. Like, very genuine, you know, gave serious critiques. Like, you know, like, they would pull you aside, like, bro, you need to believe in yourself. You know, like, you're buck out here, blah, blah, blah. Like, speaking life into people, you know. I give a lot of shout outs to the dudes from the 661 because they're the ones that did a lot of that with me. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, dude, that's and it's tight too to hear you shout out Big Pun, a man Pun.
Yes, sir.
I always accredit him with me, like, really starting at Crump, because I had talked to Dredd because me and him had danced on AOV together for a while. And I had talked to him about, you know, sending me, like, some dates and times of sessions so I could start, you know, getting around some sessions.
Yeah.
He invites me to his birthday session. Next thing, I'm in this Crumpers page. And Pun made a post talking about, and I say this all the time, is he made a post talking about, if you think you're really buck and a good Crump teacher, pick up somebody who doesn't know anything about Crump and make them tight. And I took that post and I sent it to Dredd. And then that's how my...
That's dope.
You know, that's how my tutelage under Dredd started, was literally with that post. He's like, all right, let's see. And so I started showing up to the 818s every Wednesday. I would play music out my car, fucking dancing with this motherfucker until like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, crackhead hours out in 818, dude. Oh my God. Good times. And I thank you, Al, because you changed my life. You helped change my life, bro. Thank you, Pun. Big shout out. Big shout out. So you're dancing under Reflex Arc. What's your name under Reflex?
I am Little now, so I'm Little Arc.
Hey, Littles, let's go. That's tight. And so you've been down with him pretty much since day one, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is he living out in Mississippi too, or is he
in Texas? Yeah, he's in Mississippi with me as well.
Oh, that's tight. That's tight. And how old are you, bro?
I just turned 23 yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Young buck. Let's go. I'm 31, bro. So I got some season under me.
That's what's up, man.
No, it's not. Getting old fucking sucks, bro. You fucking young guys gotta hold it down, dude. You gotta hold it down. And you're battling through some injuries right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I have a bucket handle meniscus tear on my left knee.
And is that gonna require, like, surgery and stuff?
Yeah, it definitely requires surgery. And I started on the GoFundMe or whatnot, and I just need to get it. I'm not quite there yet, and I just need that surgery. But I've been taking it light. I know a lot of my people don't seem to think so, most definitely, especially given that last battle that I was in. But I'm taking it light. My right knee is really handling all the pressure, but I do need to rest, and I do need to be off of it, though, because I don't want to mess up my right knee trying to make it compensate for what's on my left knee. So I just, I am battling through that, but it's been more mental than physical, really. It's been a lot more mental than physical lately.
Mental, like, is it just it's scaring you to dance, or is it just overall, like, just bringing it all down on you?
Really, it's been more so this is my first time with any injury like of this caliber. Like I mean sprains, yes, or maybe it may have felt bad, but I've never actually realized that I'm injured or I'm messed up and I really do need surgery and a procedure needs to be done for this to be healed again. Like this is my first time dealing with something of that element. So that's been weighing down on me for number one. But really other than that, it's just like you said, just pressuring myself on the fact that I do need to stop dancing and like trying to figure out what am I going to do in that time while I'm not dancing? Like, what am I going to do while I'm not being my best self? Cause that is my best self. So what am I going to do? Like, where am I going to be at? Like, how can I still be around people that's dancing and not feel this depressing little thing trying to talk to me in my head? But it's been bittersweet because it's actually been really healthy and really good to be around other dancers and still see them dance. I really thought that was going to be the most terrible thing for me throughout this process. But like, that's really been something that's really healthy for me, being around other people and seeing them still do something that they love is just, and something that I love too, and something that we probably love equally is really healthy. So it's honestly been just a scale going up and down. Some days you feel bad, some days you don't. So it's really hard to explain, but like that's the best way I can put it for that.
Yeah, man. And I don't even know how to explain it for people, but there's this weird longing that we have for it, you know, when we go without. And that's how, and especially for people like you, me, and so many other dancers, that's how we know we love this thing that we do. You know, like you said, it's our best self. I feel my best. I'm with my best pals. You know, I'm not worried about all these other bullshit things that usually stress me out. You know, the pimple in the middle of my forehead, not worried about it because I'm over here dancing. Like I'm cooling. Like, you know, like I'm cooling. And it sucks when we have to back off of it. And definitely, you know, because I've had to deal with my own injuries and stuff. Nothing that's required surgery. Yeah. But like when you throw your shoulder out and it's like, oh, dude, I got to fucking sit this one out for a month or two. You know, it sucks. And it does takes a heavy toll on the mind because it's like, you know, a lot of us use it for like stress relief. Some of us just feel good when we do it. You know, we're doing all these things. And to not have that, yeah, you kind of have to figure out like, well, damn, like, how am I going to get the edge off when I'm getting off of work? Or like, damn, like I got this motion going through my head that I need it to come out. And you right. can't really do it when you got crutches or your arm in a sling or a neck brace on, you know. But there is a beautiful thing that even just being around it, like watching videos or just going to the session and just not participating, just, you know, just spectating, yeah. just fucking spectating, dude, just here to watch. There is some beauty in that. There is some beauty in that. The Dungeon, that was the name, shout out. The Dungeon just went down out here in Columbus, and Moody was there, Herb was there, Big Stereo was throwing the event. And Moody and Herb both asked me, was like, hey, you gonna dance? I was like, no, I'm just here just to spectate, bro. Like I'm here just to spectate because I'm kind of starting to crump a little bit more again. Cause I was going through some shit like mentally, like going through, like had like family issues and stuff going on. And now I'm kind of like I'm back. Like I want to dance. So I'm kind of starting off with just watching, you know, just watching everybody do the things that we love. And been nursing. It started off with my shoulder, and then my shoulder spiraled into me not being good. And then it made me not good with people in my life. And then now I'm kind of like, I'm getting it back together. Like we're back on track, baby.
I respect that, man.
Yeah, dude. And bro, like, so one of the things too, like I was saying, like I always wanted people to feel like they were comfortable being on the show, you know, saying whatever the hell they want. You know, I was telling you in the green room earlier,
right.
You know, say whatever the hell you want. Cause bro, this podcast started off as like a mental health, like check-in with the bros during COVID. Like I would just do podcasts with my bros and like just check in mentally. And we'll talk about mental health and like, because, you know, like COVID was wild. Yeah. You know, it was wild as fuck. And so for you, like, what would you say besides Crump are some of the things that you do to keep yourself like mentally sound and kind of try to bring the best parts of yourself out?
I've definitely been denying a part of myself that I feel like is really healthy for me. I also write. I love to write anything, poetry, lyrics, anything that comes in with writing. I love to write because it just, for me, I got a lot of shit going on in my mind, but to put it on paper, it kind of clarifies a lot and it kind of releases it from my mind and just let me think about what I need to think about. It lets me focus. So if I get what's in my mind out and what's like what's clouding my mind on paper, that's definitely something that I do besides that. I have a beat machine now. I just got a beat machine, MPC 1. Literally just got that and been trying to do things with that. So basically it's all surrounded by music. So it's kind of a cheat code, I'm not gonna lie. Like you got dance, you got the writing the music, then you got the making it, and it's like it's just all around music. But if I had to really take music away, and if I had to take that away from myself, and what would I be doing? I can't truly say what it is, but like honestly, I just like walking has always been a thing for me. And I know it sounds so weird and cliche, but it is like, it's like the truth, like walking, just like going outside and walking to a place I've never been or walking to just anything, just like getting air, just fresh air has always been a thing. I hate being trapped in a place for too long. I hate waiting. I hate being put in this, like in a space where you can't leave here until this time, or I hate that. So it's like being able to just be freely outside, just walking, and it's like you don't have a designated place. You're just going somewhere just to go. Like that is always cleared and freed my mind, and I come back and I just do whatever I need to do or whatever I set my mind to do at that point in time. So like if I had to take music away, it's definitely just being free and walking somewhere, and just like it don't even got to be far, man. It's just the freeness of that has always been something that made me feel really good for myself. So yeah.
And there is something, there is definitely something, because I write as well. And matter of fact, like, dude, like Amazon makes it so easy now for if anybody, you know, shout out Amazon. anybody would ever want to like publish poetry, dude. Like they make it so easy. So dude, I've always loved writing. And so one day I did sit down and put a bunch of stuff together. And there's something wonderful about getting your thoughts on paper, you know, like, I don't know, like thinking about it, like no wonder journals are popping, you know, no wonder they come out. Like, I'd be wondering like who buys journals, but then it's like, no, I see, like now that I've gotten older, I'm like, oh yeah, I see why people used to buy journals on the regular. You know, these days we have so many different outlets that we, you know, have at our disposal. But back then, all they had was their journal, you know, their diaries and shit. That was the only way they could express themselves, really. That's good though, man. And then, yeah, I work in construction, so I'm outside all the time. And yeah. So, you know, these weekends, I've been in Ohio for a while, but it's like, you know, I'm from Cali, lived in North Carolina. You know, I spent a lot of time in Texas, and, you know, Ohio was the first time I've spent a winter up in like a northern state like this. Mm-hmm. And I love the snow, but this shit blows, you know, like kind of being trapped in my hotel room and not having anywhere I can go, like to have a snowball fight with somebody, or like, you know, watch the kids play in the snow while we all have a drink or something, you know, Jesus Christ. Yeah. But being outside is so soothing. Just whether it's a walk, you know, or just sitting somewhere, you know, like sitting at the park. And I mean, I'm a dork like that. I'll go sit at the park for 2 hours and just kick it. Just
right.
You know, not even move a muscle, bro. Just sit there or read while I'm sitting there. That's good, dude. That's good to hear, because I think people in Crump more often would do a lot better if they had more healthy outlets.
Yeah, truly. Like, really.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, you've obviously seen how the Crumpers page gets.
Yeah.
And I think every Crumper knows who's in there knows how it gets. And, you know, there's been like tough talks and stuff happening in there recently, especially, you know, some tough topics have went down. And, you know, so for you and for the future, you know, because, you know, God willing, bro, everything go good with your leg and you're able to get back out there and keep the shit pumping.
Right.
You know, for the future, what is something that you would hope to see change in the community? And then what would be something that you hope that we're doing now, but we do more of? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, what would be one thing you would change and then one thing you would make sure we double down on?
Well, I'm definitely going to start with change first. Change is gorgeous. Love change. Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing, man. Scary, you know, but beautiful thing. As far as the Crump, like me personally, man, I don't speak that much in the Crumpers page. I don't speak that much in the Dirty South because of two things. Because I'm very new and I feel like it's not like you can't say anything, but I feel like there's some ground you got to cover before you just get to speaking on something. You feel me? It's a respect thing for me. I'm big on respect. So I always make sure that I know what I'm talking about before I speak on it, because I don't want to not have the context of it and just get to saying whatever just because. And it's not like I've always been that way. It's not like I'm always successful at it. It's a learning curve, most definitely. I'm still learning, but that's one thing as a man I'm trying to really have as my basic moral of myself. Like, don't just get to talking just because you think you know. But number two is just because it's just healthy to step away from everything and just, like, not always have a say-so and stuff like that. Like, you do not always need control. Like, just sometimes just be you and that's it. Let whoever talk, and just be you. You don't always got to comment or say something. But as far as the change, how frequently the page is used is what I feel like needs to change in the negative sense. I feel as though using the page is not the bad thing. It's how it's being used.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that page is a great experience for people who don't, from all across the world. I don't know who this man is, but I get to see him because I have access to a phone and Wi-Fi. I get to see who this man is, and I get to look up data on him, and I get to, if I need something or whatever the case may be, I need footage or I need to see how frequently he is active. I get to do that from this page, and I know exactly what I'm looking for. It's called the Crumpers page reloaded. I know exactly what I'm looking for, Crump. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So I get to go there and I get to see that. I don't have to be confused, but nowadays if you open that page, you don't know what you might get.
Yeah.
So the page is not the issue. It's never been. It's just the negative usage of it. The page is an amazing thing. I just feel like people need to change their perspective on what they think should be in there and what they think should be posted on the page, because it's a lot that can go into these things. So Crump, a lot more Crump needs to be posted in that page, because a lot of people are talented, but they don't even, they're scared to be in there and to post themselves because they think that it won't get the attention, only the negative will. But I wish a lot more people would change their perspective on that and just still post themselves. Like, because you'll kind of drown out all the negativity if like more people thought, like, I'm going to post myself anyway in here and I'm going to post my footage and I'm not going to worry about, oh, well, somebody may steal my lab or may steal my, it doesn't matter, bro. Like, at the end of the day, Crump is Crump, dance is dance. At the end of the day, this is all about dance. Honestly, nothing else matters to me. It's always been about dance. Nothing else matters. So a lot of more people posting themselves would just, like, be like a lot more healthy for me personally. Now, what needs to happen more is battles.
Ooh, more battles.
I know a lot of people are going to be like, what are you talking about? But because like battles are so heavy now, but more of it needs to happen. And I will always stand on that statement, because to compete is beautiful. To compete in general, in anything, in the Olympics, in any sport, anything, to compete is a beautiful thing. To have a competition with someone, it's like, it's always the stigma on what competitiveness is because of the negativity that's brought into it. But what we just did out there in California, that that is a type of competition that is beautiful to me. Like I always love that type of competition. I had amazing conversations with everybody I battled out there. Like I had amazing conversations afterwards and before, because like that's just what it's about. So like, it's not like just more battles should happen just because, no, like a lot of rookies should have the opportunity to run it with these vets and these OGs and to test their skills. It shouldn't just be rookie, vet, OG. No, it should be rookie versus OG, vet versus rookie. It should be those elements, because this is what we're here for, to test skills. And if I get slaughtered by this vet, if I get slaughtered by this OG, like, let me go work on it. Teach me something. Like, in the midst of battle, teach me what I need to do. Teach me what I need to work on. Teach me how I need to innovate. And then I'll go and I'll either do one or two things, not apply that to myself, or go apply that to myself. Like, that's just it.
But yeah, I feel like a lot of
rookies need the opportunity, but not even just on the rookies, because I am a rookie myself. So I'll speak on that first. But as far as the vets and the OGs and stuff like that, it gives them a space to innovate and change their self as well, because Crump is everlasting. You can't take Crump away. You can't take dance away. Crump is dance, so you can't take it away from anything. It'll always be here now. It's been curated, so it'll always be here. And if it's always going to be here, then it's always going to change. And if it's going to change forever, then that means these new people coming in is going to teach these vets and OGs something. I feel like the ego is so tied into these things, and it needs to die. It needs to completely die. And oof, that would create a lot more genuine competitiveness in the movement if ego was not involved, because like a lot of rookies can teach these OGs how to go and train and go and lab and go and innovate with themselves because of what we bring to the table. And vice versa, the vets and OGs can teach us what we're missing and what we've missed along our journey, like, because we're just now starting. So they can teach us a lot of the things that we don't see, a lot of the ways of Crump, a lot of the ways of this dance that we don't get to see often because we're just now starting. So I feel like a lot of that, like the battles need to happen more, but specifically it needs to happen with different generations of people. Not just rookies and rookies or vets and vets or anything like that. It needs to happen. It needs to intertwine with each other. A lot more people need to just go and test themselves, bro. Like, honestly, and the way to do that is kill your ego. Like, honestly, kill your ego. A lot of the rookies need to understand that, yes, I am a rookie, and yes, I can technically do what I want, but at the same time, respect what's been done. But still understand that I'm not going to let anybody, you know, talk to me any kind of way just because you've done a lot. Like, you can respect what's been done and still stand on morals as a man or a woman. You can still do that. But same way, a lot of the vets and OGs need to understand that these rookies are human. They're human people that get to battle me if need be, and that get to test their skills. That's what we're here for. A lot of the vets and OGs and stuff like that, if we turn, whenever we turn, like the rookies, whenever we turn to vets and OGs, we need to let the rookies that come after us, we need to let them have access to us, access to our information, access to our battlefield, access to what we've experienced, because like that is going to make them better. And I feel like that's why a lot of rookies don't really want to get into this, or don't really want to stay into this, because they feel scared to test themselves against these people because of, one, denial, and two, just judgment, just sheer hard judgment. But
And it's a weird catch 22 that some of the people that you'll see in the some of the posts you'll see about, you know, you'll hear, hey, you guys need to challenge yourself, rookies. You know, I remember like right after the first rookies tournament that we did with Beast Camp, coming out of it, it was me, Young Crow, and Twin Native who was in those finals. I end up battling at Buckster. Ryan and Twin Native ends up battling at a fucking KBL, and I think Young Crow did too. And so here we are now on these platforms, right? And, you know, it was wild to think like, oh, just a couple weeks ago, you know, I was really trying to like earn, you know, get some dirt under my fingernails, you know, get some stripes in.
Right.
That was all I was focused on. And here I am now on this stage. Like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I never understood after that where I would see more of these posts and kind of be like, well, unless you give them a shot, how are they supposed to challenge themselves? You know, but you tell me, but at the same time, because some of you guys are saying, you know your role, know your position, you know, you're batting out of your league, da da da. It's like, well, that's the whole point though, right?
That's kind of the purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a part of this whole purpose, is for me to challenge you because I've done beat, you know, people who are in my weight class. Maybe I got like 3 or 4 dubs in a row. Let me try somebody in a higher weight class now. You know what I mean? And if I lose, that means I need to train and battle some people, you know, yeah, who are a few years in, and you know, or you know, they're new, but they're also super active. You know, they're at every single session. So yeah, get it in. Like, let's spar. Let's try this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's so tight though. Like, really hearing how competitive, you know, like you can be, because it's like you are really out here. For some reason, dude, I thought you were dancing even longer than that, because I've seen your name before. I can't remember what footage I was watching, but I've seen footage of you before. And then though, now to see you back around, and you're kind of making this big statement for yourself right now, man, it's tight, and to see how hungry you are, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah, dude. And bro, I'm really that page, like this whole thing, like, you know, I couldn't agree more with this idea of like people who are like, oh, they're gonna steal my lab, so they don't post it, or they don't. It's like, dog, if you post the video today and they steal your lab and you're worried about that, to me, that's trash. Like, your lab, you should be different every time you dance. Like, that's at least right. What I feel like I should look different, feel different, be better. I should be better than that video. So who cares if I post that video? I'm going to be better tomorrow. So catch that lab, dog. Like, Jesus. Well, dude, listen, I don't want to keep it too long. And again, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate being able to chop up with you, learn a little bit about you. And I hope we can do this again.
Oh, absolutely. For sure, bro.
Hell yeah. Well, before we log out, is there any nugget, little lock of wisdom you want to drop on the people, or social medias, anything coming up? This is your moment, my guy.
Well, first and foremost, once again, thank you for having me on this. Thank you for just letting me talk, giving me a voice, giving me a platform, man. Thank you for sharing your platform and just taking time out of your day to have me here and to experience something like this. Because once again, first time doing something like this, and it's really amazing that once again, Crump is bringing me to these places. So first and foremost, thank you, bro. Thank Crump, thank God, you know, just thank everything that's allowed me to be in this space. Thank Al, thank Tyrell Reflex Art, thank these people for putting me in these spaces. Trevor, thank all these people for putting me in these elements to be who I am right now. Once again, without these people, I'm zero. Like, I am nothing without these people. So I will never think that this was a one-man army. I've had a complete focused team behind me throughout everything that I've ever done in Crump, and this is just the beginning of it. But Instagram is at drezzy.dances, drezzy.dances with a Z. But amount, any amount of wisdom I can give is just about like, be you in this movement, in this culture. Be you, express yourself, be the worst parts of yourself, express the worst parts of yourself, and find out why they are there. Don't run from them. Try to cope with them. Try to live with them, because they're not really going to go anywhere. You're going to find better ways to live with yourself. But those parts of you are you. You can't run from them. So try to live with them and try to speak with them. Go in that dark place in your mind and talk to that person that tells you all these negative things. Talk to him. Talk to her. Talk to them and see why they speak this way. Maybe some of the reasons they speak this way is because of how you treat yourself. Maybe some of the reasons they speak this way is because of how you live, because of who you're around. Maybe they're hurt. Try to understand them, because you would want someone to do the same for you. So I always like, that's much more deeper than dance. But even with dance, like, understand yourself. Why do I move this way? Why do I act this way when I dance? Why do I hold my head down? That was me. Like, and even in a lot of settings, that's still me. I hold my head down. I don't want people to see my facial expressions. I want you to see my moves, but I don't want you to see me express myself, because like, ew, disgusting. Like, so a lot of people like let that stop them. And even if you're not like stopping, like even if you're still dancing, like a lot of opportunities get taken away from you when people cannot see your face and only see your moves. And you got your hat super low and you just don't want people to like, you make sure you dress in a way where you're just like away from the crowd. Like, you don't really express yourself in this. And I feel like it's because you don't really know yourself. You don't really allow those parts of yourself to speak aloud. Like, I'm battling that with myself right now, specifically the arrogance of it. Like, I've always been a person who's doubted myself, you know, who's always been like, I'm not this good. I'm not that great. I'm not really going to be on TV. Like, I've always been that guy. So to actually be in places now, like, I'm not in any super large places, but for me, this is big. Like, this podcast is huge. Like, this is something I didn't see doing right now. Like, this, what we're doing now is huge. Battling at Beast Camp is huge. Like, battling at Hype Factor, that is huge for me. Like, those are huge accolades and milestones for me. So, like, really celebrate those things in yourself and understand those things about yourself. And, like, as far as the arrogance thing, like, it's really hard to really tell yourself, like, I'm kind of that boy right now. Like, I'm kind of hot right now. And it's going to be unfamiliar to you, especially if you're always doubting yourself. It's going to be a space where it's unfamiliar. You're going to be arrogant. You're going to be a little conceited for the moment, because this is so new and it's so fresh. Any new emotion to you, any new thought to you is going to be expressed in a very negative way at first, because you don't know it. You don't take time to realize it. So I feel like that's what a lot of people should do more. Take time with yourself. The worst parts, good parts, bad parts, the ugly, the nitty gritty, get down to it and really just see who you are. And after you see who you are, express that shit 100% of the time. So that's all I have, man.
Bro, listen, dude, those are wise words and ones I'm definitely going to make sure I listen. I'm going to listen to this over again, bro, because you – again, before we sign out, dude, like, again, you're inspiring. I'm a fan. Yeah.
Thank you so much, man.
I wish you the best health, bro. And I really do. Are you going to be at Wasteland?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. So listen, dude, maybe after Wasteland, we can maybe do this again, dude. Give you a couple weeks, you know, we can find some new shit to talk about. And just maybe even just talk about the weekend out there in Texas, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Very last thing I gotta say, man, before I get off this, man, surgery is gonna get done soon. I'm gonna be back on the floor, and right after that, bro, tell Proof I am coming, bro. Love Proof, shout out Proof, bro. Much respect to you, dog. Tell Proof I'm coming right after this, bro.
Yeah, let's go. You guys heard it here first on the motherfucking smoking motherfucking smoking section, my man. My man Nemix, listen, I'm gonna send you a message right now, all right, brother?
No doubt, bro. Love you, man, dog.
Thank you, buddy. Yo, you guys, that was Nemix Wonderful. He got me choked up even fucking just saying the name right now. He is buck as fuck, calling out my guy Proof. You hear that, you motherfucker? Proof, love you, bro. I got to get you back on the show too, my guy. Everybody who's going to tune in and who has tuned in, shout out to everybody who watched on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, all of that. That was wonderful. Yeah, one of the top rookies right now coming out of Mississippi. I can't even begin to think of like how far he's going to go, and just how, like, I can't even begin to explain how excited I am. Cause I remember when rookies became a thing in Crump and motherfuckers was screaming rookies like me, Billy, fucking Kill Bill, you know, Bullet, Grizzy, like we were all just screaming this shit and people said we were dumb. And now we out here, let's go. Like, it's rookies forever. Fuck all that other bullshit. It's rookies forever. Yeah. But for everybody who will watch, I hope you guys have a good day. Hope you have an amazing week, month, year, and life. Until next time, I'll see you guys on the flip side. All right. Stay.